This is VOA News. I'm David Byrd. Congress's top two leaders are sharply at odds over the next step in the president's impeachment. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Meghani reports from the White House.
House Speaker Nancy Pelosi says she will not commit to formally sending the impeachment articles to the Senate until GOP Chief Mitch McConnell lays out his process for a trial.
We don't know the arena that we are in.
Pelosi says she hopes for a fair trial, but McConnell's giving his strongest hints yet that the Senate will acquit the president, calling this impeachment the most unfair in history, and that the chamber exists for this very reason.
To keep partisan passions from literally boiling over.
He says Pelosi's afraid to let the trial start because she knows the House created a shoddy product. Sagar Meghani at the White House.
Meanwhile, Russian President Vladimir Putin has called the U.S. impeachment process far-fetched, making a seemingly obvious prediction that Donald Trump will be acquitted in the Senate. AP's Karen Chamas has more.
At his annual news conference in Moscow, the Russian leader said that the move is a continuation of the Democrats' fight against Trump. He likened Trump's impeachment to the earlier U.S. probe into collusion with Russia, which Putin downplayed as being groundless. Putin noted that the impeachment motion is yet to pass the Senate, where the Republicans have a majority. He added that they'll be unlikely to remove a representative of their own party from office on what he describes as an absolutely far-fetched reason. I'm Karen Chamas.
French Prime Minister Edouard Philippe said Thursday the government remained fully committed to ending special pension regimes after a meeting with unions over pension reform plans. Philippe held roundtable discussions with trade unions as the government sought to break a deadlock in a pension reform battle that entered its 15th day on Thursday. This is VOA News.